A reading from the Gospel of St. Luke. There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up upon his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back.' Which of these three, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim?" He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The word of the Lord. What must I do to gain eternal life? When I would reflect on that question many years ago, I would be thinking about how am I going to get into heaven. Now, when I think about the real meaning of eternal, I find myself going back to the old catechism definition of it. God is eternal. God has no beginning and no end. God always was and always will be. Eternal life is our existence. It is the way we are now, and how it moves us to the way we will be in the next instant. It is about all our everyday choices. God's life is eternal life. So how do we gain God's life? Jesus tells us and shows us. It's about taking our own needs and applying them to others. We seek care and acceptance. So does our neighbor. We need forgiveness. So does our neighbor. "And who is my neighbor?" the scholar asks Jesus. Jesus' response, "If you develop in yourself the compassion and sensitivity of the Good Samaritan, you will instinctively know the answer. But if you ride the road of your life only focused on yourself, you will not see your neighbor in need by the roadside. You won't respond with care, and you won't have the wonderful experience of God's eternal life." Do you know the difference between the coworker who does everything to get a promotion and the coworker who does what he or she does because it's the right thing to do? If we are living as if eternal life is at the end of our earthly journey, then we have missed the truth of the real meaning of eternal. It is now and forever. When compassion fills our life then we already know the real heaven. Then we know that we're moving forward into an ever fuller eternal life.